In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to our program, Treasures. We are studying the Gospel of St. John, starting today, chapter 10. In chapter 9, there was the miracle of opening the eyes of the born blind man and the dialogue between the Lord Jesus Christ and the Pharisees. So our Lord will continue telling them the truth in chapter 10. And I'm reminding you that was in the last day of the Feast of Tabernacle. At that time there were many people attending the feast. So this revelation came from the mouth of the Lord, was revealed to many, many people attending. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. By saying so, he is like pointing at the Pharisees, the rulers of the temple, the scribes, because they were not entering the sheepfold through the door. They were not honest, they were not faithful to the word of God, they were not telling the truth. They were glorifying themselves. They were like stealing the pride of God, the glory of God. So they were not the real shepherds. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Entering the door meaning like everyone can see the truth. It's like revealed to everyone. There is no agendas. There is no outdoors, there is no secrets in this. The word of God was always there. So the door stands for the word of God. Those who are serving God are happily telling the people the word of God, the real truth. But those who are serving themselves, their benefits, they were abusing the word of God to their benefit. So entering the door meaning you are telling the people the exact truth given by God, the will of God, the commandments of God, and you are pushing everyone to come closer to God. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and lead them out. So the sheep will not follow the thief or the robber because they do not know the voice of this man. But they can know the voice of their shepherd. So by naming their names or making his voice aloud, every sheep will follow him. To him the doorkeeper opens. Who is the doorkeeper? Maybe the conscience of the man, maybe the Spirit of God who opened the doors of people to the word of God. But you know, there was always a doorkeeper. So if you consider the mind and the heart of the people are like the sheepfold, and the door is Christ himself and his word, so the doorkeeper is the role of the Holy Spirit to open up for the word of God. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and lead them out. So calling by name meaning that God knows everyone by his name. There should be kind of a personal relationship between God and man. And you should feel this feeling that you are called by God, by your name. And he's inviting you by your name to come to him, to come to heaven. So the good shepherd will call the sheep by their names. So they know the voice, they know the names, so they will follow him. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. So the good shepherd will do many things. He will enter through the door. He will call the names of the sheep by their names. And he will take them out of the sheepfold. He will move forward and they will follow him, seeing the steps of their shepherd. So he is leading the sheep to his will. When he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. It happens in our church till this minute that some false teachers, when they start to speak, even speaking the word of God, many of the people attending, they feel like these people are strange. We feel strange feeling toward this teaching. So they can know whether these people are telling the real truth, they are the good shepherds, or they are strangers, they are robbers and thieves. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. You know, it's exactly what was written by Isaiah and many other prophets. They have eyes, but they couldn't see, because the words were very direct. And this means that these people are not the good shepherd, they are strangers, they are thieves and robbers. And the good shepherd is the Lord himself and those who will follow him and be the apostles of the church. So by saying so, even the crowd attending, they couldn't understand the meaning. They did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." By saying "I am" again, he's revealing himself as the real God. He the Logos incarnate. And he's telling, you have to come through me. I am the door. Like when he said, and he will say, "I am the way." Well, when he said, "I'm the holy bread, I'm the bread coming from heaven, you need to eat my body." So by this, you know, we believe that there is no way but Christ. There is no door but Christ. There is no meal for heaven but Christ himself. So saying, "I am the door of the sheep," so we need to go through him. By going through him, meaning that we will follow his teaching, we will stick to him, we will eat his body and drink his holy blood. And this is how to walk through the door. "All who ever came before me are thieves." This does not apply, you know, on the prophets, on the early people who came sent by God himself to reveal his will. But you know, in the last periods before Christ, there were many, many false teachers, false prophets, so they were all thieves, except John the Baptist, and he praised him many times, and he gave him many good words. "All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." That's exactly what was the situation at that time, that most of the people did not like to listen to the sermons of these people of the temple, the rulers and the scribes, the Pharisees. They couldn't, you know, respect them enough. They couldn't feel the faithfulness in them. So they just went away. "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." So by saying "I'm the door," he the way, and going in, like sticking to him, this starts by baptism. The holy baptism will stick yourself to the Lord, and then you are following the teaching, so you live a life of repentance, a life of transformation, and you will be blessed by the holy body and holy blood of the Lord. By all these, you are entering through the door. He will be saved, the one who enters through the door, and will go in and out. So he will, you know, feel many good feelings. He will come to heaven and then back to earth. He will feel like spiritual feelings of heavenly powers. And then he will practice his life on earth and others in and out till he go out from earth to heaven and find pasture, the blessing, the good feelings, and all the gifts given by the Holy Spirit. "The thief does not come except to steal." So do not trust any false teacher or false prophet. They never come just for your goodness. They come to steal. They do not change in their agenda. "And to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So the goal and the targets are clear for the Good Shepherd, that he wants to give them life, and not just the usual life, no, the eternal life. And also at that time, the abundant life, life more abundantly, like feeling the mission in your life, like fulfilling the will of God in your life. So you are enjoying all days by working with God, through God, by sticking to Him. So the life will be transformed into a different life because you are now a saint, not only just a man. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So that's simply the reason why God came to our land. He came just to give us life. And the life is not even the just a life, it's the eternal life. It's the life given by God to Adam and Eve, and they lost this life by their when they broke the commandment. But now life was restored by the incarnation and redemption given by the Lord. I'm the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So he said he is the door of the sheepfold, but he is also the Good Shepherd because he is the one responsible for the salvation of the sheep, the guidance, the goodness of his sheep. I'm the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So he's speaking about sacrificing his life for the sheep. He loves his sheep and he came to save them. So he's ready to offer his life for their lives. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, see the wolf coming and leave the sheep and flees. So that's another category of servants. Those who are waiting just to take money. Maybe they will not hurt the sheep by themselves, but when it comes to any danger, they will flee away because they do not care for the life of the sheep. They don't feel the responsibility. They are not like full of fatherhood of the shepherd. The Good Shepherd will sacrifice his life for the sheep, but these servants will just look for their sake. And the wolf catches the sheep and scattered them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd and I know my sheep and I'm known by my own. So the knowledge between the Good Shepherd and his flock is, you know, totally different from any relationship because they know each other. The knowledge here is related to love. The Good Shepherd loves his sheep and the sheep love their Good Shepherd. So they follow him and they're ready to sacrifice their life for him as he sacrificed his life for them. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep. So the exact relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, this kind of unity which is beyond imagination because it's the secret of God himself. But it's all about love. God the Father loved the Son eternally. So they are one in divine nature. Christ came to unite himself to us, to give us his eternity, so we can share his glory and share his eternity through him. So this kind of relationship can never be, you know, known by others, hirelings or thieves or robbers or rulers of the temple. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. So he spoke about some other sheep not from the Jew side, because his plan, God's plan, was to gather all the children of God from all nations, those who will believe in Christ, God incarnated, for their salvation, and be baptized in the church to be the children of God. So this will be the new church, the new generation, the new creation. So the sheep are not only Jewish in background, but from all nations. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Which means that the church should be one. One because of the unity of the faith. There is only one truth. So there is only one faith. And because of this one faith, there should be one holy baptism. And because of this one holy baptism, there should be one body of the church. All believers believing in the traditional faith, the truth given by Christ to the church, they will unite together, being the members of the body and guided by the head of the body, the Lord himself. So even from the nation side, the pagan side or the Jewish side, they will all share the participation in the body of the church. There will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. So by saying so, he was telling the people that he's going to die for the people, to offer his life for the salvation of all humans. And he is going also to take his life back by resurrection. He is powerful enough to give his life and to take it back, because he is not only a man, but he is God incarnate. I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me. So it's not the will of men. It's not the order of Pilate or Herod or kings of this world. It's the plan of God. No one can take the life from Christ. But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. He is revealing his secret as God, because he is the one planned to come to die for everyone, even by when he will be killed by the hands of Romans and Jews, still, but it was his plan. He is laying down his life and he's taking back his life. This command I have received from my Father. When he revealed the plan, he always mentioned the will of the Father, because the will of the Father is the exact will of the Son. The Father and the Son are equal in their will, in their plan. They are always together, united, being one in divine nature. So there is no different wills between Christ and God the Father. Glory to God. Amen.